Joining us now at our studios from 50 North, it's Craig Swetson. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Jeff.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good to have you back in the studio here. Thanks for coming in this morning.
It's great to be back.
You've had, the summer is gone by. It's now autumn already. We're heading into Labor Day weekend. And you also, just this week, 50 North has started some... once again, some precautions due to the pandemic, which we've all been kind of going through. Tell us about that.
Exactly. You know, it's been a roller coaster for everybody with the pandemic. And 50 North, the board of 50 North just voted last Thursday to require masks at 50 North due to the increase in COVID cases, especially for individuals over the age of 50 in the Rice County area and surrounding counties. They're going to keep their eyes on it on a day-to-day basis, check and make sure how things are going. You know, we might be out of this within a week and so forth, but the board will be making those decisions for it. But right now, just to make sure everybody stays safe and making sure that we stay safe as staff, that we're going to require masks at this moment in time frame. The only place that we ask individuals not to have the masks is in the pool area. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't want you to have the pool and have to jump into the pool with a mask on.
You do need to breathe.
Yes.
While you're underwater. Okay, that's, I can certainly understand that, and I wish you the best of luck as everybody's kind of coping with this, trying to cope with it the best that they can.
Exactly.
So as far as the services, though, that you do offer, everything is still on? Are the things changes? Yeah, we did a lot of virtual stuff, but you were still doing some virtual stuff. That's kind of stuck around in a lot of different areas. People have discovered it.
Exactly. It's kind of neat. Before COVID, we were actually even talking about going to doing some online services. For example, our group exercise classes, we were thinking of figuring a way to get to the individuals that might be stuck at home. Mm-hmm. We do live in a state that has only two seasons. We've got summer and winter, and winter sometimes seems to prolong a little bit longer, and some individuals just don't feel comfortable coming out into the winter storms, and we do at times get some pretty bad ones where, you know, we don't want anybody venturing out. And mm-hmm. So if we are able to keep people at home and safe, same thing here with the pandemic, if we want to keep people at home and safe away from anything that's out there, we're going to be continuing offering the online classes. We do have a lot of our group exercise classes that we hold at the studio currently are being offered online. And then we do have some wonderful independent contractors, our instructors, that are doing a lot of the group exercise classes from their own home or mm-hmm. their own studio and being able to promote the great group exercise classes that they were able to hold at the center, but they're now able to hold it at home mm-hmm. for it. We are still helping individuals figuring out if they need any equipment for those classes, finding ways to help them out, get those pieces of equipment for that so they can get a well-versed workout. Nice thing also is that we are offering pretty much all of our programming is hybrid, where you have the choice of doing it in person or online at the same time frame, which is very nice. So the arts classes and then our lifelong learning classes too.
All right. That's good to know. You know, it's still one of the things about 50 North is that it is a gathering center for people. It's as much social as anything.
Oh, extremely.
Yeah,
extremely.
And certainly I think a lot of people would rather be safe at this point than maybe social, but it's nice to have if you do feel like you need to stay home or stay away from crowds, it's nice to feel you're not that far away. You've got everything still available to you.
Exactly, and that's exactly what we want people to feel. And the nice thing with the Zoom that we found is, you know, at the end of classes or a little bit before the classes, for example, our group exercise classes, a lot of them will get on early or stay on late and have a little conversation after the class or before mm-hmm. the class, which is still being able to have that connection with individuals, which I think is fantastic.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the other things that are happening. Anything special coming up this month?
We've got some great programming, as usual. We've got over 50 group exercise classes a week. We've got over 50 group exercise classes being held. We've also coming up, we've got our Parkinson's 101. The interesting part about Parkinson's is that around 50,000 people in the United States are diagnosed with Parkinson's each year. A lot of individuals go without being even diagnosed, and they don't really understand how did they get the disease? How does the disease progress?
Mm-hmm.
What are their options out there for the disease? What will I be able to do? What will I be able not to do? And so Marcy Kramer, a doctor of physical therapy that works with 50 North, will actually be teaching this class for us. It will be in person and via Zoom. And so people can talk about the Parkinson's class, learn a little bit more about it. It is on September 3rd at 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, so a three-hour class, just one day for the week. And it's $18 for non-members, $14 for members, and if you've got the platinum equivalent for 50 North, it's zero for it. So
all right.
It's already paid for you.
All right, good deal.
We've got some other great ones going into more of the music part of programming. We've got ukuleles for non-dummies on Tuesdays, October 5th through November 16th, 4 to 5 o'clock. That's with Randy Ferguson.
That sounds like fun. Randy is such a wonderful guitarist.
Almost, definitely. And even just talking about guitar, he's also got another program coming up here in October on Tuesdays, and that's Intro to Guitar that Randy will be doing. So Randy is well-versed when it comes to being a musician and all the instruments.
No question about that.
Exactly. So it's a great class. That class, the Intro to the Guitar, is on Tuesdays from 5:15 to 6:15. It'll start on October 5th at 7 sessions and going until November 16th. Talking about online services, 50 North is in collaboration with the Senior Network. Senior Network is a fact-based information throughout the United States. They actually will put wonderful programming together, and it's all online. And right now we have it so that individuals can come into the center, watch it in our art studio, and be included in this program. And the nice thing about this program is that it's all virtual. They'll be able to listen to the instructor talk about various different topics each week. And then at the end of it, there's a questionnaire, question and answering session part of it. People can make some comments afterwards. So there's still that interaction happening, even though it's online for it.
All right. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, we've got some great ones. On September 7th, we've got the Mystic Seaport Museum that they'll be talking about. September 14th, it's the Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery. And then we've got September 21st is Books, Boots, and Bridles, the Story of Horseback Librarians. And then the last one for the month, September 28th, is Buffalo Bill Center of the West. What's all the hoot about the owls? Talking about the owls at their location. Each one of them is at 1 o'clock and goes till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And those are on Tuesdays.
Well, he doesn't like owls and librarians on horses.
Exactly.
That sounds like a fun time. All right. Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you in here?
Well, 50 North also, a lot of people don't know, but 50 North has a band. It is individuals over the age of 50 that have come together. It is amazing to listen to them practice, and they are actually going to bring their talent out into the community, and there's going to be two options for individuals to be able to hear them out in the community. They'll be performing on September 16th at 5:30 on Bridge Square, and then they'll be also again on October 4th at 3 p.m. They'll be out there promoting their wonderful music that they do. We've got the pleasure of being in our offices and having the door open and listen to them practice, and it's just amazing. If you want to learn a little bit more of how to become part of that, please let us know and call the center, and we'll get you hooked up with that.
It was Thursday nights on Bridge Square.
Yes.
Always a good time. Bring the whole family down.
Exactly.
It's multi-generational.
That's the best part of it.
All right. Greg, thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it. Best of luck. You make it through the holiday weekend and then defeat days as well. So maybe we'll see you downtown.
Exactly. And just to let everybody know that 50 North will be closed on Labor Day. So this coming Monday.
On Labor Day. Sounds good.
Thanks so much, Greg.
Greg Swenson once again from 50 North. 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.